Welcome to Safety Breakthrough Talk Radio. Do you have questions or worries about the safety, health, or wellness of yourself, your family, friends, or work colleagues? The answers are here. In the next 30 minutes, you'll learn about a safety, health, or wellness topic and how to make safer and healthier choices for yourself and for others. And now, here is your host, Kathy Hansel.
Welcome to Safety Breakthrough Talk Radio, aired on the Amazing Women of Power Network and iTunes News and Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kathy Hansel. And today we've got a very special show and a topic that affects all of us, whether at the workplace or at home, and that's falls. And did you know that in the workplace, falls are one-third of the on-the-job injuries? And in the construction industry in particular, it's the top cause of construction fatalities, 10,000 injuries and 200 people killed. It affects all of us. And at home, those numbers could even be higher. Who knows how many people are injured by falls all the time? Well, here's the good news. We can do something about this. And today we're going to be learning about a brand new program, a fall prevention program. It was put together from a partnership of NIOSH, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, and the CPWR, the Center for Construction Research and Training. And we have two very expert guests with us to tell us about this new program. In fact, it is Dr. Christine Branch, the Principal Associate Director of NIOSH, and the Director, Office of Construction Safety and Health with NIOSH, and Pete Stafford, the Executive Director of the CPWR, the Center for Construction Research and Training. So we cannot have better people here today to tell us about this brand new program and to help us figure out how are we going to be preventing these falls from occurring. So Christine and Pete, welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. Falls and this program, can't wait to get started. So let's just jump in and let's talk about this fall prevention campaign and where and how did it get started. So Christine, maybe you can start us off with that.
Oh, I'm happy to do so. This whole idea of the campaign is apparently something that was brewing among stakeholders in the construction sector in this country for many years. And it really was born out of a partnership. So what is that partnership? The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, as you said, NIOSH, has been presiding over something called the National Occupational Research Agenda, which we fondly refer to as NORA, for many years now. In fact, we're in our second decade. It's really meant not for what stakeholders should tell NIOSH what to do. It's not for NIOSH to tell what other people should be doing. But it really is meant for stakeholders and NIOSH and others to work together to determine what are the research issues for various topics in occupational safety and health. And for construction, in 2008, actually, we sat down as a group of stakeholders and thought through what things needed to happen to move research ideas along in construction safety and health. And one of those ideas was, given the very large problem of falls on construction sites, the stakeholders really believed that it was important to put together a campaign for the trades and to really get the word out, as well as to look to see if such a campaign could work towards behavior change.
Okay, terrific. Now, with that as background, can you share with us its overall purpose and overall strategy in achieving that purpose?
Well, the campaign really is meant to make people aware of the problem of falls in construction. And the focus is falls on roofs, falls from ladders, and falls from scaffolding.
Okay.
And rather than taking an approach that says this is what the worker should do, the real aim is to get information to contractors and site managers, because they're the ones that have to provide the equipment to train the workers on what to do, and then to make certain that the workers actually use the fall protection apparatus and so forth. And then the workers have a responsibility to wear it. But the onus of responsibility first is on the contractors and the site supervisors. Pete, would you agree?
I think that's right. I think that we look at first in the United States that the employers are responsible for safety and health of their employees. So a campaign that would actually reach out and try to provide educational materials about the hazards of falls and let the industry know, employers, particularly those small employers in the residential sector, that there's a lot of information that's available to them that could help them in their programs to reduce hazards of falls in construction. As we look at the data over the years, and CTWR is the NIOSH-funded National Construction Center has been doing research in the construction sector since 1990. We know that if you look at the fatalities in our industry, whether it's 1,200 fatalities a year or 1,000 or 800 like it is in the past year, that consistently one-third of all the fatalities are due to falls. And there's a lot that we know how to prevent these, and that's the important things. These are preventable things. So the campaign is all about building partnerships and reaching out in the hopes of getting employers and also workers to understand that there's a lot of controls out there that can help them with their programs and hopefully reduce the number of falls throughout the industry.
Very good.
There's something that Pete said that actually, if I can embellish, would that be okay?
Oh, of course.
And that is that the campaign is directed at smaller residential construction site issues. It's not to say that there isn't a message for all construction sites, but in building the scientific underpinnings for the campaign, we really were focused on small and medium-sized residential construction facilities. And the reason why is because in many cases, the very large construction sites, it's not to say that they don't have issues, but many of them do provide the fall protection and the training that we'd like to see replicated throughout the industry.
That's a very, very good point. Actually, one that's pretty close to me, because my brother is in construction. His expertise happens to be electrical safety and electrical work, but he has been in construction for a long time, and he works for a small firm. And of course, his sister being in safety, I'm asking him the safety questions all the time, right?
He tells me he has seen guys who don't use all the needed fall protection gear.
It's to your point exactly that either whoever he's working with or for at the time, they may not know the risks. Or if they do know the risk, they may not have all the equipment. Or if they do have the equipment, they may not know how to properly instruct their employees on how to don it. Or where do you put an anchor point when it doesn't seem to be obvious? Or how do you put this harness thing on? How do you work with the lanyards so that they're not in your way, but you can still do the job that you need to do? There's such a need for clarity. And you also, by answering that question or providing some additional comments to add to what Pete had said, I wondered if this was also for all contractors and all construction sites, and not just construction safety, but in reviewing the materials, I would think it'd be of great value to all workplaces, not just construction workplaces and construction activities, but all industry. So is your intent to also try to communicate this to others so that they can take advantage of what you're presenting here?
I'll take a shot at that, Christine. I think certainly that we would like to see it grow, and I think that you're correct that there's a lot of things that we do in construction, just like there's things that are done in other industries like mining or agriculture that are applicable. So I think at our point, the focus now obviously is to try to reach construction employers, but you're right to the extent that this information could be useful, and as we hope that we're successful in bringing in different partners who have reaches through other industries. While that's not really our grand vision at the beginning, there's certainly some things that we are doing as a part of this campaign that I think that would be applicable to other industries.
Absolutely. And if I can add to what Pete said, the idea that there may be some information that's relevant to even a consumer-based audience, I think is appropriate. If your listeners take a look at the campaign materials, I think they'll find that the messages are very clear, that we've tried to use as much as possible illustrations, so that even low literacy audiences can access the information well. And we have the campaign materials both in English and in Spanish.
Very good. I was just about to ask you that because it seems that such a large percentage of our workforce is Spanish speaking. That's very good to have the materials also in Spanish so we're reaching as many people as we can.
Right, and particularly that's the case in the residential sector, which is the primary target here. To get back to your question, what Christine kind of laid out, the initial plans for the campaign that we're targeting these three areas that we can see by the data is the hazards that are accounting for a lot of fatalities, but within the construction sector too, I mean, there's other fall hazards, and even though the target is ladders and scaffold and roofs, that we hope that it would be expanded to contractors, for example, that do heavy highway work and members are working on bridges or large industrial projects, so that in the end, we hope that this is expanded for all construction, even though we have kind of a targeted place where we're starting in the residential sector.
Very good. Well, let's get into all the materials that are available. Can you describe the tools and resources and other types of communications that you might have to help the contractors and the site managers? And I assume it's their safety professionals that work with them that a lot of these resources are going to be used by. So can you describe those for us?
Pete, you want to take a first shot at that?
Yeah, sure. I think it's important to point out for this campaign was, I think, a tremendous success for Christine and the other folks on the Norris Sector Council, and we were successful in bringing OSHA along as a key partner because they have such reach in the industry. Employers pay attention to OSHA. We had an example where we did research on nail guns, and NIOSH and OSHA, just as an example, produced this great guidance document on nail guns. And OSHA put it up on their website, and just in a matter of months, they have over 500,000 hits at accessing that document. So
wow.
Bringing OSHA along with this campaign was tremendously beneficial in terms of getting the word out. So with OSHA as a partner in CPWR, we really have three websites. OSHA has a website, NIOSH has a website, and CPWR has a website. And I can speak specifically about our website, where it's really our aim is to provide useful information to employers and workers. So, for example, on the website, we have two toolbox talks dealing with safety hazards in all three areas on portable ladders, scaffolds, and rooftops. We have training guides for how you work around guardrails as an example. We have training guides for supervisors, manuals about protecting workers. We have videos, a Don't Fall For It video that CPWR produced as part of our Construction Center research program that's been available. And we're collecting information. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here because there's lots of organizations in the United States and Canada and other places that have developed excellent training tools and guides around fall protection and construction. So our website is really not just what CPWR or NIOSH has developed, but trying to pull together all the useful information we know about materials out there that are useful for both employers and for workers.
And if I can speak to some other things, Pete is absolutely right about what it is that CPWR is doing to support the campaign. But what has been wonderful about this partnership and being able to have an entity like CPWR involved is that they can put on their website information that's useful for the industry but really is not appropriate for a host of legal reasons for a government website. So we've asked, and Pete has agreed, to be the one website that is most supportive of the campaign. Now, for OSHA, OSHA actually prepared and printed all of the campaign materials that can be ordered, and things like campaign posters and the fact sheet in English and in Spanish. And so that's the information that can be obtained from the OSHA website, along with other of their regulatory or enforcement information that they thought was appropriate to include. So that information is available at their website. And that web address for them is www.osha.gov/stopfalls. As far as the NIOSH website, we have information that provides the scientific information that we like to make available to researchers and others who are interested in the research information that supports any activity or any topic. And so that can be found from our website. That's www.cdc.gov/NIOSH/construction/stop-falls. Actually, if I can, Kathy, I'd like to speak to one other thing, and that is why would NIOSH be involved in this, given that it's a campaign that gets information out broadly. NIOSH is a statutory partner of OSHA, and that's actually true from a congressional act that created both of our entities. And so we do the research, and OSHA does the regulatory and enforcement role. And even though NIOSH presides over NORA, which I explained to your listeners earlier, for this campaign, our role really was pulling together the partners who actively engaged in going through reams and reams of information to try to sort out these issues. I think that Pete articulated very well as to why falls on construction sites make sense to focus on. We looked through a host of campaigns, not only in the United States, but also internationally, to see if there were campaigns that already existed mm-hmm. that could simply be replicated. And then we provided the scientific underpinnings for how this particular campaign should be designed so that we knew based on the research that a low literacy approach was appropriate. The graphical designs, they're not perfect, but they're very good based on the information and the research that we pulled together. And CPWR, given their role as the NIOSH-funded National Construction Center, played a key role in being able to pursue the research specifically for how this campaign should be designed. And so we really did a lot in partnership, not just with CPWR, but with OSHA. And I mention that because this idea of partnership is so key in why this campaign has been able to be pulled off in the first place and successful based on everything we've seen so far. People in trade associations, labor organizations, professional organizations, and researchers, as well as state and federal government entities, are the organizations that make up the National Occupational Research Agenda Construction Sector Council. So our NORA Construction Sector Council is made up of people who are absolutely right at the right place in the industry. They know what's going on, and they really have done quite a bit to make this campaign a success.
Yeah, let me just add, Christine, I think that was a very good description. I consider the sector council kind of like the core group of this campaign. In the end, we hope we can build networks around that core, because in this industry, like a lot of others, it's all about relationships. So we have folks that are on the sector council in their lives, whether they represent an employer association or a research or a labor union, obviously has connections back to other organizations. And I think the whole idea of development partnerships is the key to this. We talked earlier about looking at the demographics of the industry, and we know that 90% of the United States construction employers have 20 employees or less. And we know based on the data that over 2 million construction workers are classified as self-employed or independent contractors. So they don't have large associations that they work with. And this is what makes our industry so difficult to get at. It's the transient nature of both the jobs and the workforce. So to the extent that we can really drill down and get information to the self-employed and the small employers in rural areas is really the key. And I don't see how we can do that unless we continue to build on traditional partnerships and other partnerships where we hope to get our reach, like community groups, religious organizations, those kinds of things, any and all people that have some kind of access to the population that we're trying to reach is really, in my view, the continued development of the partnerships is going to be key to this.
That's excellent. Obviously, a very, very well thought out, well executed program from the partnerships that you've described, maximizing every opportunity for success coming in this from all different avenues, NIOSH, NORA, the NORA Construction Sector Council, the CPWR, OSHA, the other trade associations that you mentioned. So it's extremely well thought out, well planned, and well executed to get this campaign launched, which was very recent, right, on April 26, I think?
Yes, that's correct. It was meant to be in sync with Workers' Memorial Day, which fell on a Saturday this year. And we were fortunate that certainly with having OSHA's key involvement, and they were wise to be able to include Department of Labor Secretary Hilda Solis as the one to actually launch the campaign, along with other Worker Memorial Day activities that the Department of Labor had in store. So on Thursday, April 26th, the campaign was officially launched.
Now, it's very recent, but I'm just wondering if you've had any feedback already about successes of the program, about the reach of the program, the development, the tools that are available that Pete described. Have you gotten any responses yet?
Pete, I'll let you take the first crack and then I'll supplement.
Well, I guess the short answer is yes. I mean, on our website alone, in the first 16 days after the launch of the campaign, we've had about 14,000 visitors to CPWR website. And a lot of those folks just want to learn more about the campaign. And, of course, our website describes that and what you can do to become a partner and that kind of thing. So we've had many organizations that have contacted CPWR inquiring about how they can get involved. And through the Norris Sector Council, we've developed kind of criteria, style guides, and that kind of thing that helps us kind of go through and vet what we're getting, how we can appropriately respond, and what people can do to be partners. And I think the partnership, again, as an example, you could take the campaign poster, and if you meet the criteria of the study guide and going through this vetting process, and you just take, we are encouraging people to take that poster and put their own logos on it and do what they will with it as far as dissemination. So we've got a lot of interest in that. I think a large campaign like this in terms of going back and looking at it from really an evaluation standpoint, we are be developing an evaluation component to this program. Of course, it's a little bit too early, but we do plan on evaluating this thing. So after year one of the campaign, and hopefully as we go into year two, that we will be able to modify as we go based on kind of more of a scientific evaluation of our reach.
Very good.
And actually, Pete spoke to something, and that is we do envision at least a two-year arc to the campaign. And we are even now laying out our plans for the information that we want to add to the campaign website over time. You can imagine that sometimes we'll focus on ladders, sometimes on scaffolds, and sometimes on falls from roofs. And we will add information and toolbox talks, as Pete has already described, and other relevant material over that two-year window of time.
Thank you for that comment. Something that I was wondering about is actually triggered from things that both of you have said. There's a sign-up opportunity, I believe, and inquiry opportunity on the websites, as well as seeking information, how to become a partner. Pete, that's some of the things that you had mentioned. Within those opportunities to communicate via the website, are there also opportunities for providing comments to either NIOSH or to CPWR for enhancements or additional tools or questions so that it's actually accelerating what you might offer as your program evolves over the two-year period?
Yeah, at least for CPWR, I'll take that, Christina. The answer to that is yes. I mean, one of the things that I think is unique to our website is we built into the website, and our website went live on April 26th when Secretary Solis made the announcement, as Christine referred to earlier. And as a part of this website, to make it interactive, we've embedded a construction fatalities map, and that map is intended to show in real time construction fatalities in the United States geographically across the country that can drill down to the street address. There was two goals, really. One, as a pilot, to see if we could do it in terms of actually capturing construction fatalities in real time, because when we rely on BLS and other national data, that there's a year to two time lag by the time that the data is final. And we had thought that as a part of this process to actually learn about construction fatalities, and this map will break fatalities out by falls or by other hazards, it was a way to get people interested and also exchange information so that we can collect information or provide what we know based on available public data sources about fatalities. And the data is primarily derived from information that we get from OSHA. And we do Google searches, just trying to search around the country where you, for example, go in and find a short blurb in a local newspaper about a fatality in that area. But really, this is the whole idea of the map, is to be an interactive way in which we can exchange information about fatalities, in this instance, particularly fall fatalities in construction. And I would encourage your listeners to go to the website and check it out. It's very interesting and very informative.
Well, Pete, can you give us the websites that you would like us to go to so that we can get more information and we can find out about the toolbox talks that you mentioned and training guides? Where would we find those?
That would be on our website, Kathy, and that's stopconstructionfalls.com.
If I can add one thing, there's also, Kathy, if I recall your question, about people's ability to provide feedback or other things. There is also an email address for people to either make specific inquiries or to offer comments. Isn't that right, Pete?
Yes. So the email address where you could exchange information is at cpwr.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Pete. Well, our time is running out, and I'd like to give both of you a chance to highlight from your own perspective what do you think is the key message. And remember, we've got safety professionals listening here. We've got business leaders. We've got folks who may be at home and are listening to, how do I prevent falls in my own home? So what are some key takeaway messages that you'd like to offer our listeners? And once again, I will ask you to please say email addresses and the websites and any phone numbers, any contact information that you'd like to give people. So Pete, why don't you begin? What's your key takeaway message for us, and how do we reach you one more time?
Well, you can reach us at our website. Our email address is falls@cpwr.com, and our campaign website is stopconstructionfalls.com. I guess in terms of takeaway messages, I think that, you know, it's important to us in the industry that involved in construction safety and health that this is clearly an area where we see that we can have a huge impact if we can do something about fatalities due to falls in our country. And I think that all of us would agree we know how to do that. So it's not that we don't know what the hazards are and what you can do to protect yourself from these hazards. What we really are focusing on is how we get this information out to the industry. So to the extent that your listeners are obviously, if they're listening, are interested in this topic and could help us or provide us their feedback or pass information along about the campaign and just continue to spread the word is really what we're looking for, because it's all about reaching out and getting the information that we know. We're not creating new things here. We know what to do. We just have to get the word out to the industry.
Excellent. Thank you. And Christine, what comments would you offer?
I really appreciated working with Pete and his team on this. They're just great colleagues. And that's been actually the experience throughout building this campaign. It's been a wonderful display of partnership. The only other thing I would say is the messages of the campaign are simple. They're clear. It really is a very good campaign. And I hope that it will prompt your listeners, whether they're safety professionals or people who are actually involved in the industry as contractors, as site managers, or as workers themselves, and frankly, even as owners of the properties that are being constructed, that these messages resonate with them as well. Here I am working tangentially in the construction industry, and when my husband and I had our roof repaired earlier this spring, we selected a contractor because they were the only ones who talked about using fall protection for their workers. My husband and I realized that this was a key decision that we could make that could reinforce the messages of the campaign. And I hope that your listeners will understand that and will do the same.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much. From my perspective, the campaign, as you both have said, the initial target is in the construction area and in the residential sector of construction, and looking at the particular risks of falls from roofs, from ladders, and from scaffolding. And as both of you have said, there is the intent over the 2 years and the recognition that this information can not only apply to the small site construction activities, but also the larger site, as well as general workplaces, and even, Christine, as you said, to personal situations. So falls are falls. I think the good news is they really can be prevented with the right kind of information and the right kind of equipment provided and the motivation to use it and the encouragement to use it. We can stop this. So I am so grateful for both of you for giving us your time today, all of your insights, this wonderful program. And please, those who are listening, really consider going to the websites, looking at what's there, and looking at it, say, gee, how does this apply to me? And there's even emails and communication mechanisms that Christine and through NIOSH and Pete through the CPWR, the Center for Construction Research and Training, they want you to have this information, and any feedback and comments are so welcome. So thank you both so much for your time. And I hope everyone's very excited about this, as obviously you two are, and I am too, because this is a wonderful stride forward into getting probably one of the greatest hazards that we've got on our job sites right now.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. It was my pleasure. I greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you for your interest, and this has been a wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
Well, you're both certainly welcome. And for those who are listening, I hope you've enjoyed this. It is all about how do we live safer and healthier lives, and a great deal of it is under our control. So this has been Safety Breakthrough Talk Radio, and I'm Kathy Hansel, your host, and have a safe day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Safety Breakthrough Talk Radio, hosted by Kathy Hansel. SBTR, dedicated to helping people live safer and healthier lives. Be sure to check out Kathy's website at www.breakthroughresults.org. You can reach Kathy by email at chansel@breakthroughresults.org or by phone at 908-652-1366. Have a safe day.